How to create a Delhi Sovereign Value Fund. Is IBCM ethical wise presentation. Construct value and deconstruct what is valueless. A policy is architect of destiny, but without an ethical operating system, even the strongest foundation remains incomplete. Let us move from assimilation to substance. Purity is coherence, the quantum key to human governance. Corporate norm, corporate management obitemission.
Copyright, corporate norm, corporate management obitemission.
Substance over assimilation. In an era where assimilation masquerades as governance, and automation is mistaken for wisdom, IBCM offers a different path. This is not a manifesto of resistance. It is a manifesto of radiance, where governance is not simulated, but substantiated. Executive summary. Delhi Sovereign Value Fund, stated herein, and model conceptually on Norway's oil fund, captures value not from finite physical resources, but from the perpetual flow of human intellect and intangible growth. In this presentation, I analyze how easy or hard for Delhi to create such a fund. NIIF and BSWD, India's primary state-anchored fund, the National Investment Infrastructure Fund, NIIF, manages a corpus of over $4.4 billion, approximately about 42,000 crores plus. Meanwhile, India is also actively considering the launch of a new tentative state vehicle, that is this Bharat Sovereign Wealth Fund. I'm very happy about it, because it goes with what we are trying to create, Delhi Sovereign Value Fund. Unlike BSWF, the Delhi Sovereign Value Fund is a construct of four principles. BSWD of what is being considered at the moment, as we don't know the details. Whereas Delhi Sovereign Value Fund has been brought in with four good principles created by IBCM Ethical OAS. Number one, adopt IBCM Ethical OAS. Two, value enhancement, DVR, that is dark value reduction, which is very big. The dark value each and every company, you won't believe it, is about more than $30 trillion on a global basis. A royalty redistribution. Royalties are triggered by the AVR delta, the percentage of unlocked value when an entity moves from 2.5 to 5.5 coherence. Societal value redistribution, SVR. Royalties finance state welfare and innovation and converting enterprise growth into societal prosperity is really making the companies to a optimized level of performance. Let me make a mention here. Delhi Sovereign Value Fund is what I am suggesting to NCT Delhi. By adopting IBCM Ethical OAS, Delhi NCT Delhi becomes the licensor. But the same license, as a licensor, currently IBCM Ethical OAS is being the I am the licensor. And this can be given to any licensee. At the moment, we are talking about for the Delhi NCT, Delhi as a whole. But individual companies, however big, however small, can adopt these IBCM Ethical OAS directly from myself. Continuing with executive summary, number two is Government of India and States collaboration. When we look at the collaboration between the central and state governments, there are excellent mechanisms and platforms with administrative and financial integration. Whereas I don't see such intense relationship between industry and governments. Industry choosing freedom of enterprise is left to men for themselves. Regulatory authorities are in place as fire engine to report and initiate actions after the disaster. Let us be clear on that. Number three is Government of India, the states and industry collaboration. As a natural consequence of what we are suggesting here, the Delhi Sovereign Fund, which is designed to collaborate with the industry clusters to transform into valuation clusters, that warrants NCT Delhi to identify companies from startups to mature corporate life cycle companies to one, implement DVR. That's a dark value reduction. Then go for AVR Delta, accelerated value return. Number four, industry and dark value creators. I wrote some years back actually, who failed Volkswagen, corporate governance or management quality? Three papers on Volkswagen and also Infosys and also on Big Four audit firms. It's a question whether Antisys also, I mentioned, whether they have learned their lessons but have failed on account of management quality, which is basically policies. And corporate governance goes by the Newton's third law. IBC Mythical OS is what I am recommending to NCT Delhi to adopt the IBC Mythical OS, which is the only proprietary tool capable of unlocking the second slit of qualitative elements of management that constitute 96% of the process areas. And IBC Ethical Ways comes with the corporate atomic principle with the everlasting metrics and benchmarks that no other tool anywhere in the world can offer also. Finally, Niti Aayog is in superposition to guide the states and industry to resolve the paradox of 2047. Delhi Sovereign Value Fund. This is empowering the NCT, Delhi, to a self-analyzed capability. We have NIIF, which is a state-anchored fund. Roughly about $4.4 billion is available there as corpus. Whereas the government is also trying to bring in tentative factor, the Bharat Sovereign Wealth Fund, mainly for the state vehicle, as a state vehicle. I think it's a very good idea. It resonates very well with what we are discussing on the Delhi Sovereign Value Fund, mainly for creating for the NCT Delhi. What we are doing at the moment, as in India, is that we undercount a state's economic power. So, a lot of reaching ambitious development targets becomes a mathematical impossibility. And we are not isolating a particular state as to its capability. So, what we are trying to look at, the Delhi Sovereign Value Fund, is bringing up the capability of a state to go ahead with creating a wealth fund for the purpose of the welfare and societal improvement. This is the one which is very critical for our future and Bharat, Viksit Bharat 2047. Unlike the Norway's oil fund, we are looking at a Delhi Sovereign Fund. Value fund captures the value not from finite physical resources but from the perpetual flow of human intellect by creating a human-centric organizations, industry or agriculture or services sector. We'll take a few examples here and you go ahead how to get into creating a corpus of $50 billion is simple. But how to put the money over there? That is what we are going to get a solution here. There are a lot of difficulties, and those difficulties are inherent to our ecosystem, whether it's the industry or institutions or any other organization. That ecosystem does not allow to bring about the ecosystem. That's what we're going to find it out. Then it is going, if those hurdles are being removed and we are in a position to bring about an understanding, that is, a state has got the great capability to create a big, big fund. Now, first of all, in this chart, if you look at that, Delhi has to get it done in agriculture sector, religious sector, services sector, and the industry sector. The industry clusters are the point of observation as of now to create a valuation clusters. And that's what I have been discussing with Sardar Sirsa and the Commissioner of Industry. That is critical. If you are in a position to get this industry cluster being transformed to your valuation clusters, then there is a great possibility of Delhi Sovereign Value Fund going up. As Bibek Debroy had been telling about our Indian statistical system, which I mentioned and reported in one of my episodes, as Indian statistical ecosystem. This is very pertinent in terms of what we are trying to establish, accountability ecosystem. When are we going to get it? That is the most important aspect of what I would like to refer in this particular chart, where Niti Aayog is in a superposition. When Niti Aayog in a superposition and continues with the economies analysis by predictive oversight, we are losing our opportunity to create a Delhi Sovereign Value Fund. It's not possible with this current situation. You've got to change that. For which ABC Medical OIS is in a position to assist Delhi to create that fund with money. We have a $50 billion for which the intellectual value capital of each and every industry cluster have to be identified. And they have to be transformed to a valuation cluster. Two things are important. The removal of dark value, which is being created, is there. As on. Then only you have accelerated value return. That accelerated value return is the optimized level of performance in each and every company within the industrial cluster of Delhi, which is going to benefit the state. So a $50 billion is quite feasible. The $1 billion or $10 billion depends upon the industry to perform in an exceptionally excellent manner. That responsibility, because I have seen about nearly 26 vision documents. Those vision documents, the purpose is to change in terms of the vision documents to actionable strategies. Otherwise, many of them, 2023 also, that individual state has created those. Some of them are good in detail, like Agenda 2035 of Gujarat. But they have not yet come to the vision document is there. But actionable strategies is not in place. And that is the responsibility of Niti Aayog. I have to see that how to make it actionable. That's what I am trying to get it here. This comparative framework between accounting and accountability ecosystem. I prepared this table for the previous one, my episodes. Here I am giving the same thing, repeating the same features, accounting ecosystem for Niti Aayog and the accountability ecosystem with a uniform corporate code for IBCM ethical OS. Replace Niti Aayog with corporate. It is the same. There is no difference between what's independent freedom of enterprise enjoyed by the industry is quite amazing. And that is the change which is needed. Because government, central government, and the state governments are entangled very well in terms of collection of GSTs, taxes, and finance commission, everything and controlled by RBI. Whereas, it's two independent and disparate elements of different types of management that run the industry. Very difficult to have a uniform control area. This is where very critical and essential for the purpose of Delhi Sovereign Value Fund to be filled with good companies who are going to be isolated and being brought up, taken care by the state governments, as we said about the Bharat Sovereign Wealth Fund, which is the state vehicle. And this is going to make a huge difference, because the outlook in terms of how the industry work very independently and how the states are in a position to entangle with the central government as well as the industry clusters, making them workable, growth oriented and valuation oriented as a win-win situation. But there are hurdles. Those hurdles are the ones which have to be taken into account. I will explain. Who failed? Volkswagen. Is it corporate governance or management quality? There's about three articles which I wrote when during the chits of the diesel emission fiasco. This I put that in my second book as the main case study. Every company has to adopt this case study of Volkswagen, asking the question, who failed this industry, corporate governance or management quality? That gives a protective nature for the companies, particularly the MSMEs, and as well as the manufacturing, big manufacturing structures. It is very important. And the reason why I'm bringing it is these are the hurdles. If Ferdinand Piëch can do anything he wanted, $35 billion were lost because of his cheat software. These are the tools which we use, as I said in my previous table. That they manage the business fundamentally designed for quarterly profits and immediate oversight. But we are looking at 2047. And we cannot do the plan, a 20-year civilization shift, using software that panics if a three-month target is missed. That is how companies run. They run to individual this thing, whether to go for a Claude, go for a Microsoft, or go for a comparatively easier of human-centric organization, which I am recommending strongly. It is not the investment pattern. It is the utilization of the human brains to make very comfortable way of doing things. So when I said the who failed Volkswagen, which is software, similarly TCS, if you look at, they sacked 16 employees in a bribes for a job scandal. Then the Noshik office scandal, which came recently. And Cyrus mystery problems, corporate governance lapses, etc. If you look at Infosys, I wrote another one, who failed Infosys, whether it is corporate governance or management quality. Management quality is policies. Do you have a policy? With regard to the Nashik, for example, is there a policy? no policy. 16 employees in the bribe for jobs scandal. Is there a policy? Is there a policy for before committing the company $34 million fine to settle allegations of systemic visa fraud? Glitches in the new income tax portal. Only today we have the AI. If it is available, if they aren't doing the coding properly, you could have done very easily how it is being done. It was being done. Infosys board headed by Seshai issued a 6-page report condemning Narayanamurthy. Narayanamurthy put three clauses. One, exit of Rajiv Bansal, ex-CFO, and Panaya buyout, and severance packages. He opposed that. Then if you come to the another one, it's a big four audit firms, ICAA. The whole we expressed about how auditors lost grace, governance, responsibility, authority, credibility, and enablement from 1998 onwards. Until then, we had IAS 38. We didn't have IAS 38. We had only IAS 9. The capitalization of R&D was very good, very clear, and authority was given to the auditors to do what they wanted to do, report very correctly. They were all lost. So these are the four different areas that are being posed for the industry to grow. You are compelling the industries, the companies to look for funds in by any means. And you allow the companies to go for like Uber case study. You go for and find about, you lost about $500 million in about a few months' time by Claude. And like that it is happening around. Whether that can be allowed as a freedom of enterprise, and the states have to answer that. If the states have to get to the that Bharat Fund or Delhi Sovereign Value Fund going up, which had been very clearly indicated by me, you got to necessarily do a caretaker as an advisory. You can advise the company. Circulate I did write to Delhi that you ask FICCI to circulate the Uber case study. You make the individual companies circulate about the Volkswagen case study. These are the things to be avoided and be prepared. That's what the Scout Law says. So these are the problem areas. If the industry is a dark valley is very high, it has to be reduced zero, and then only you go for a AVR delta, which is in fact expanding the growth and valuation clusters go up, and that's what IBC Mythical Ways is in a position to assist companies, assist the states to make them unimaginably valued companies within the particular state. Then your Delhi Sovereign Value Fund is going to help the society, welfare, what they call the smart city areas, and bridges, and water, and everything, and which is now being taken away by data centers. Be very careful about it before you allow any of these data centers, like $15 billion investment by Google in Andhra Pradesh. You have to question it. You have to question how about 65,000 crores being spent on the new capital of Andhra Pradesh. You got to question it. Who is going to question it? So Niti Aayog have a lot to give. Let us wait and see.
The Viksit Bharat 2047 initiative outlines an aggressive timeline for national development. Realizing this vision requires a volume of civic infrastructure and technological expansion that currently exceeds state budgets. Attempting to finance development on this civilizational scale through traditional corporate taxation presents a mathematical dead end. Pushing tax rates high enough to meet these capital requirements would actively cripple the industrial growth needed to sustain the economy. Right now, industrial oversight is trapped in ERP-driven three-year cycles, completely focused on predicting short-term, narrow quarterly profits. Escaping that stagnant loop requires a transition away from standard cost management, moving toward a long-term, verifiable accountability ecosystem. The proposed macroeconomic solution is the creation of a centralized financial architecture, specifically mapped here as the Delhi Sovereign Value Fund. The fund operates independently of standard tax revenue, capturing a reservoir of unrecognized wealth defined in this model as dark value. To fund continuous national prosperity, the state must account for the unmeasured intellectual wealth and human efficiency already embedded in current industries. The mechanical engine proposed to capture that wealth is the IBCM Ethical OS. By deconstructing this specific governance architecture, we can see exactly how a state intends to monetize invisible intellectual capital and convert it into hard public infrastructure. This chart outlines the four-step roadmap that transforms internal corporate governance directly into state-level funding. Step one requires the state to formally adopt this framework as its baseline subject-object-self, or SOS, governance standard. In practice, this shifts the entire model of corporate oversight. Companies move away from predictive cost accounting and implement human-centric accountability protocols. Establishing this standard creates the technical baseline required for a rigorous mathematical calculation of a company's true operational worth. However, adopting the ethical OS merely builds the foundation. Actually generating state revenue from this new efficiency depends entirely on rewriting the rules of how intellectual property is audited. That brings us to step two, recognizing and capitalizing intellectual capital. The primary obstacle preventing this step from happening today is modern accounting standards, specifically IND AS 38. Under IND AS 38, intangible assets like research, development, and intellectual property are classified as non-monetary, lacking physical substance. Treating innovation as vapor actively strips value from corporate balance sheets, severely obscuring the actual wealth a company holds. To understand the stale of this accounting omission, we can look at Holton's 2010 analysis, which estimated that failing to capitalize intangibles excluded $4.1 trillion from United States national accounts data in a single year. The specific volume of unrecorded intellectual capacity and unoptimized human energy constitutes the dark value of an economy. The framework's immediate solution is to petition the ICAI to scrap the IND AS 38 standard entirely and reinstate the older IAS 9 standard. The mechanical difference is highly consequential. IAS 9 allows for the direct capitalization of research, development, and IPR on the balance sheet. This capitalization identifies wealth already present within an organization that previously remained legally unmeasurable. By fixing this single accounting standard, the state mathematically validates a substantial upward revision in corporate valuation across the entire industrial sector. With that wealth finally visible, step three establishes how the state captures it without levying punitive taxes. The ethical OS relies on a new corporate royalty structure driven by accelerated value return, or AVR. The model utilizes a strict 5-point rating system to measure a company's transition from operational inefficiency up to optimal coherence. We see this applied to Indian industry giants in the framework's own metrics, where entities like M&M and RIL are assessed at a conceptual rating of 1. The distance between that baseline rating and the optimal standard of 5 forms the optimization gap. That gap is the exact measurable volume of dark value, representing the combined capacity of latent efficiency and capitalized IP a company can reclaim. This triggers the royalty mechanism. The state does not tax the company's baseline revenue. Instead, it charges a percentage royalty exclusively on the specific valuation leap achieved when the company closes that gap. The royalty functions strictly as a share of newly created growth, directly linking the state's revenue to the company's efficiency improvements. Through the AVR delta, corporate governance optimization becomes a direct, measurable liquidity event for the state. Step 4 dictates how those microeconomic royalties are transformed into macroeconomic infrastructure. The AVR royalties flow outward from the industries and pool directly into the centralized Delhi Sovereign Value Fund. The framework explicitly models the structure on the success of Norway's sovereign wealth fund. But where Norway extracts physical petroleum from the North Sea to build its wealth, this model positions Delhi as a licensor of quantum SOS governance, extracting revenue from intellectual coherence. The pipeline operates cyclically. State royalties fund public welfare and civic innovation. That infrastructure breeds a stronger, more capable workforce, which returns to the corporate sector to generate even more intellectual property. Managing this cycle requires strict institutional scaffolding, relying on specific oversight and policy design roles from FICCI, CII, and ASSOCHAM. This creates a closed-loop economic engine. The internal optimization of a single manufacturing firm directly finances the broader development of the civilization around it. However, this entire sovereign value fund architecture rests on a single fragile prerequisite, the absolute credibility of the auditing profession. The framework points to a decline in governance standards from 1998 onwards, an era where responsibility was shirked and balance sheets were aggressively cratered by poor intangible asset tracking. Repairing the system requires auditors to be held strictly accountable for accurately valuing intangible capital rather than merely checking boxes for basic compliance. The immediate mandate for industry leaders is clear. Challenge the adoption of IND AS38 to halt the ongoing erosion of corporate balance sheets. The path out of static ERP cycles relies entirely on recognizing dark value, capitalizing it, and channeling that optimization into continuous state infrastructure funding. The infrastructure targets set by the Viksit Bharat 2047 initiative demand a very specific, high-order volume of capital. Realizing this future requires a change in classification, treating human coherence, technological innovation, and intellectual capability as hard, measurable, and governable assets.